you take Solas to Empris de Lyon with you, because out of your available options, he's one of the few who both wears a full set of clothing in public and bathes regularly. And the Orlesians aren't put off by the didactism. This turns out to be a wise decision. After 2 days on the road, you stumble across a mother bear and her cub lapping water from a river. Before you can even wrench your sword from its sheath, the mother is charging at you with a roar of protective fury. Solas raises his staff.
Buy me some time, Inquisitor. I'll try to scare her off with a mind blast.
You try to force the bear back with a series of offensive thrusts, ducking under her guard to nick her with the tip of your sword whenever you can while still staying out of range of her claws and teeth. But the riverbank is a terrible place for a fight. Your feet keep slipping on the smooth, wet rocks that line its shores. Eventually, the inevitable happens and you miss a step, landing on your back with a jolt that lights up every nerve in your body with the agony of an energy barrage. There is no time to even shriek in pain. You throw yourself to the side, dodging the bear's massive down-swiping paw. By some miracle, you yourself manage to avoid the mortal blow, but your purse is not so fortunate. You watch in horror as the leather pouch shreds open under the bear's deadly claws, and every coin in your possession washes down the river.
Duck! Now!
You dive into the water just in time to miss the emerald green crackle of the spell heading past you. The bear is thrown 10 feet back, bellowing in pain as it hits the water.
We can't win this fight, Inquisitor. We've got to get away before it comes at us again.
I can't leave. I've lost all my coin. We need to collect it.
There's no time for that. Leave it.
But...
I'll get you the coin back. I promise. Now run.
Ugh! You clamber to your feet and sprint for the woods, overlooking the river. You and Solas duck behind a tree, watching as the bear pulls herself to her feet, a mountain of fur quaking as she shakes herself free of the water. She pauses for a moment, considering her options. She glances left to her prey, then right to her cub, then back to left again. Eventually, she decides that you have been adequately cowed, and she gives you one more warning growl before trotting over to her baby and hustling it up the hill away from you. Moments later, the pair disappears into the woods on the far side of the river. My coin's probably halfway to the waking sea by now.
I said I'd get your coin back. All we need to do is find a large enough inn. I believe we passed one about 3 miles back.
Bemused, you follow Solas back the way you'd come to the bustling inn you'd passed earlier this morning. He throws the door open and surveys the room. His glance falls upon a table of 3 brawny men, Templars by the looks of their armor, playing diamondback to the right.
Yes, this will do. Here, Inquisitor, take some of my coin and buy us both some ale. Make yourself comfortable, because we might be here for a while.
Chin high, he marches over to the 3 men. As the barkeeper pours your drinks, you watch Solas carefully, ready to leap to his side if things get ugly. The Templars look him up and down, clearly not impressed by the skinny elf mage interrupting their card game, but whatever he says gets them to grudgingly open up room for him to pull an extra chair up to the table and deal him in. And now you can do nothing but find an open seat at the bar and wait. And wait. You've never learned the rules of Diamondback, but it seems, for the first 3 rounds, that Solas is losing a dismaying amount of what little money he carries. But soon after that, the tide turns. The Templars begin to throw down their hands with increasing irritation at the end of each round, and the pile of gold at Solas's elbow grows taller and taller and taller. By the time the burliest of the Templars shoves back from the table and drags his friend off, Solas has won back every sovereign you'd lost. You can't believe it. Blackwall was right. Solas really is a shark at Diamondback.
The end.